Rubber Soul was received very favorably by the critics and the public. Most said it was their best record to date, and many wondered if they could ever surpass it in the future. Every album they released made it harder to follow up, but as we'll hear, the Beatles met and passed the challenge with flying colors. On the same day that Parlophone released Rubber Soul, they also released the single Day Tripper, backed with We Can Work It Out. Both songs were good enough to be A-sides, and in fact, it was flipped over after a few days, and the B-side, We Can Work It Out, became an A-side as well. Day Tripper is an extension of Ticket to Ride. It's original, fresh, and catchy. Written around a guitar hook, it was certainly an obvious nod to the Rolling Stones, who at that time were challenging the Beatles as top band in the world. George Martin.
Well, certainly competition never did them any harm. And they were very aware of the Stones. They used to see them quite a bit, and there was undoubtedly rivalry between them. Stones were the much harder of the group. They were the punkers of the day, if you like, the new wave, if you like, and the Beatles were running the risk of becoming very elementary and conservative in relation to the Stones. So I guess that did sort of make them sit up and take notice.